Greetings to each one in the name of Christ. This is Levi Stalzer sharing with y'all these next few days. We live in here in central Georgia. And I was just pondering on what to share this week. And I still don't know what I'll all be sharing, but I've been reading through. I started in the beginning of the Bible, Genesis, and now I'm in Exodus. Actually, I finished Exodus. I'm in Leviticus now. But something that I have been pondering as I've read where God is giving the law, and that is in how detailed God was with that law. Something that I would like to make a point, and maybe just I'd like to drive the point home, and that is how God is a detailed God. Many times we may say that God might not care, or God will let us slip, or, you know, you hear people say, just a white lie. I didn't say a lie. I just said a white lie. Or, they'll use different terms of, it wasn't really sin. It just, I had to do it, you know. I had to lie at the moment just to get through, or whatever it may be. And I've just been pondering here where God is giving the law, how detailed he was, and if the children of Israel would have had that concept that, no, it's okay. It doesn't need to be black and white. It can be gray. They would have been stoned, or God would have killed them. And so I got to thinking of little details in Scripture. And one of the details, as I was pondering, I don't know how many of y'all have worked with stone, and that you may be a stone mason, where you know what it's like to take a stone and to chip at it so it fits. And here is a little here in Exodus 34, Moses says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tablets of stone, like unto the first, and I will write upon these tablets the words which were in the first tables, which thou breakest." So the Lord is telling him to cut two tables of stone. And, you know, there's so many little details in Scripture that we just skip over. And I guess I would like to just encourage us to, can I say, read the Scriptures more slowly and consider in your mind what is happening, what is taking place. So here Moses, the first time he came down from the mountain, he saw them worshiping the golden calf, and he threw down the tables of stone, and they broke. So now he himself takes two stones, and he chisels at them. And I'm assuming that it wasn't just a 10, 15-minute task. I think Moses, knowing that he is taking these tables of stone before the Lord, I believe he very carefully shaped them and chipped at them. And it's a beautiful picture of our life. Here Moses knew that he is coming before God, so he wanted these tables of stone to be there for the use of his master. And that's how our life is. We want to allow the Lord to chip away at us, but even us to chip away at it sometimes. From sometimes we need to make choices. And can I say, chip away at some of our flesh. I know that without God we can do nothing, but with God, He allows us to make choices. And so in verse 2, and be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount, and no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before the mount. And he hewed 2 tables of stone, like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into Mount Sinai, and the Lord had commanded him, and took into his hands the 2 tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Now, take note here. The Lord himself is coming down and telling Moses who he is. And when I came across this, I just had to stop and reread it. Because the Lord, you know, we say God is holy, God is awesome, God is merciful. Here the Lord himself says, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressors of sin, that they will be no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. I find it interesting that God, after Moses prepared these tables of stone, after he chipped away at them and made them ready for the master's fit for the master's use, and presented them before God. And then just another little detail, how God just came down and he himself said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. The Lord himself proclaimed that. So it's just another one of those little details that we can miss when we read God's word. And I'd like to just encourage you to, can I say, slow down? Here in the South, you know, the joke kind of is life is slower here. People move slower. And I guess I like to just make an appeal from Southern Georgia here and just say, slow down and read God's word carefully and pay attention to the details. I don't think God takes glory in us trying to read as many chapters as we can in a day or as many pages. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but let's not miss those little details. The Lord bless you.